There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy. Yo!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in a pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to live for a night.
Hey.
I got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
I'll dream of drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knocker back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
it's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Got a big night tonight. Adam is going to be here in Flint at the Corona Road Bar.
The CRB.
For the Sessions Concert Series. Many, many nights there. It's like an Irish pub that isn't really green.
Right.
We stopped in there to hang some flyers up for a different promotion on St. Patrick's Day a few years ago. And
they tried, bless their hearts.
Yeah, he's like, I can play you some Irish music, one of the locals, and he goes up to the jukebox.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Jump Around. What was the
No, that was it was Cypress Hill, Jump
Cypress
Around.
Cypress Hill,
yeah,
there
yeah.
you go. Yeah. Is it the bagpipe intro? Is that what
I think he sees a logo, he sees a shamrock, he's like, aha, oh, there we go, there's Irish for
that's,
you.
Yeah, exactly. So but it's going to be a real party. Stop out. Going to be good weather. They got a nice outside smoking area if you're into the devil's lettuce.
Yep.
And cash only, though. And there is a surcharge on the ATM fee. So
yeah, prepare for that.
Yep, yep. So you show up with a credit card, and they're pretty much going to take every piece of identification, including your wallet, most of your keys, except for your car key, your driver's license, and your ATM card, and tell you to go get money.
Yep. But there's no ticket to buy, no cover. Just come on in. And the drink prices, they're pretty fair.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And food delivery is available. They do have chips behind the bar and things like that. But you can order a pizza right in there, and they let you eat it. It's great. Little Caesars right around the corner. Big John's Steak and Onion right around the corner. Great event.
Ooh, yeah. So, talking my language now.
Yeah, speaking of Big John, is that red light?
Yep. There,
oh, boy.
There's our very own Big John. Hang on a second. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Hey, Father John. More importantly, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm better than I've been for the last handful of days. Holy smoke.
Everything okay?
Well, it is now. It had me a little bit of a problem. You see?
It wasn't me this time.
No. No, it wasn't you. For heaven's sake, who invited you to this conversation?
Getting shaded by the Father.
I'm just saying. So listen, so anyways, I had sewer backing up into the truck.
You said a sewer? The sewer was back? Oh my gosh.
Sewer, like, you know, bile.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was terrible. It stunk so bad. Oh man.
You had shite in the basement, Father.
Well, I have what in the basement?
never mind.
Yeah, was there shite floating in the water?
What's a shite? Is it a fish or something?
How do we put this? Poo-poo.
Oh, yes, there was poo-poo. There was poo, and there was those, you know, the tickets that hang next to the toilet.
Oh, the tickets that are women only.
Well, there was some of that, too. Well, I'm pretty sure that all the nuns here, you know, they're all old enough that I don't think they have that issue anymore.
So there was a lot of vampire tea bags down there.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Say the weirdest stuff. What are you talking about now? Wow.
That one even got me, Father.
Jeez.
Well, so what did you do, Father?
Well, I called the DPW, you know, and a great, great young man on the phone, and he said he would get somebody out here right away. I couldn't call him all weekend, though. I had no way to get a hold of anyone. I'd had to dial 911 for heaven's sakes. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, no.
But they come out and fixed it right away.
All they did is fixed. It's wonderful now. The smell has really dropped down. It's almost gone. And, you know, the place it was coming in, dry as a basil bone.
Where was it coming in at, Father?
In the basement floor. Didn't I just explain this to you?
Oh, so it didn't affect any of the other plumbing in the church?
I hope not. Heaven forbid. Think it was just the basement.
Well, I was thinking, because the baptismal tub's hard plumbed and all the, you know, the fountains and everything.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. What are you trying to say?
Well, I didn't know.
Well, I can tell you it didn't happen that way. Do you ever listen to what you say sometimes?
What? I was just thinking you were baptizing a baby or something. Maybe a diaper clogged up the works.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. You know, you do realize if you ever make it to them holy gates, St. Pete's going to sit you down in a chair and say, "We need to talk, boy."
Well, as long as it's not plugged into anything, I guess I'm good.
Oh, everybody else in the line is going to look at Drew like somebody in a convenience store, somebody buying lottery tickets, says, "Oh, come on."
You're probably right. I never thought of that kind of fun.
Well, they say that there's a highway to hell, but only a stairway to heaven, so that kind of gives you an idea on traffic patterns.
Well, I'm telling you so. You know, you've got to, you know how you got to build your faith and you know, and talk to the Lord and thank him, you know, and bless Jesus. And that helps them steps go easy.
You have no idea how many times a week I say, "Jesus, take the wheel." I count on him a lot.
I'm telling you, you feel better, for heaven's sake. Wait till winter gets here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Any day now, really.
I'm telling you, holy smokes. You know, girl, I can't even open the windows in this house with stinking.
Any of the parishioners complain?
They all kind of had funny looks on their faces.
Well, they are all looking at each other, wondering if who didn't change their diaper.
it helped on the plates, or they gave me lots of money.
Oh, yeah. They probably thought maybe he can buy some of them Christmas trees or a ceiling fan or something to put up in here.
Well, that may have been, but I don't care either way. They're probably
happy. I'm not 100% sure what brimstone smells like, but let's just keep filling in that offering plate.
That's right. If it's anything like this, if this is what hell's going to be
like.
Oh,
my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were probably real quick confessions, weren't they?
No, whip, snip, bing, bang, see you later. There. That might be. It had to be. I know they were probably thinking, hey, here's a little extra money. Call a plumber, you wing nut.
Well, Father, I'm glad they got it fixed and everything's on the mend and everything's working properly.
It did. Great. You know, here was one of my thoughts in this, because you were whatever. What day was it? Wednesday or Thursday? You turned a garden over, right? When was that? Wednesday. I thought that goofball Drew hit something and I got my church all stinky.
You thought I was tilling up the dirt and I hit the sewer line?
Well, yeah. Heaven forbid. That's what I thought. You know, sometimes you do some things extremely odd. I don't know if you paid attention to yourself.
Yeah, no, we were good. I don't think I hit a line, especially if... You know, there was all that mess coming into the church. That didn't have nothing to do with me, but I'm just glad I wasn't there Sunday.
I'm not sure.
I didn't want to return to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, that's kind of why I thought you did something. You didn't show up.
Yeah, no, I was breathing the clean air of the wilderness.
Does that mean you're going to get me some more of that meat? Holy smokes, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I'll bring you some venison. That way you can make up some chili. I know. I saw you made some chili earlier on last week. So we got to get your protein count up before Lent. I know you don't eat a lot of meat during Lent.
Had it slow cooking there all day yesterday during services. I tried to, drown out the smell. I had every candle in the church lit.
I got news for you. If you're trying to drown out sewer smell... Eating chili is not going to help matters.
I'm not talking about eating it. That's when it was cooking.
There's a lot of people saying, Father, I appreciate you cooking venison, but you got to clean them first.
That's right. Beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat them, the more you toot.
Huh?
I said beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat them, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. That's why you should have beans for every meal.
Oh, for heaven's sake. how do you come up with all this silly stuff?
That's an old saying. You had to have heard that before, Father.
I probably didn't eat a lot of beans in Ireland. They probably put potatoes in their chili. Call it cottage stew or something.
No, we did put potatoes in it, small chunks. It was fairly well. Real chili doesn't even have beans.
It doesn't?
Really?
So I've been making fake chili all my life?
Me too. But yes. I figured, the beans are better than like broccoli or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, rest his soul, one day, he always made the best chili because it was not like a soup. It was much more of a stew. It was a really thick chili. But one day, he decided to go ahead and get creative. He put corn and green beans in chili.
Yeah, it's healthier that way.
Oh, in heaven. Wait, who did this?
My dad.
Really now?
He tried to tinker with perfection.
Well, heaven forbid. I can't imagine doing so. Little pieces of potato, all right? They can't hurt you.
No, potato, that'd be fine.
Well, Father, last weekend was the last weekend for the Tigers, and we had a big injury on the Lions last Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so heartbreaking. He's one of my favorite players, you know.
Yeah, he's right here from Michigan, just a farm kid, wanted to play for the NFL. Got to play for his home state team.
Yeah.
Ah, well.
I bought his jersey on Friday the 13th.
Did you?
Yep.
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm being sarcastic, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm like, whoa.
I thought that was something. I was going to say, what did you do?
Yeah, you better burn it. Throw some holy water on it or something.
It'll be clean holy water.
I was just going to say, don't get it from the church yet. Let that shite cycle through for a little while.
What is this shite thing?
I know, Father. It's kind of the Irish word for shit.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Why would you use such language talking to a priest?
They don't teach you that in the seminary, I know, Father.
Oh, man, heaven forbid.
Oh, well.
One of these days, don't forget, God can make lightning strike, Bucko.
Well, it seems like you've been having a bad run of luck lately. It seems like he'd be favoring you.
Hey, no, I hope he does come and help me out here. I've been praying for it.
Yeah, well, he filled your collection plate, so, you know.
Did fill it. It was beautiful.
Well, good.
Bunch of lettuce.
bunch of president's lettuce. Well, Father, we'll let you get on now.
Oh, I do have to get back to my sermons, though. I just wanted to say hi to you, you know, and ask you if you got a little stupid with that rototiller or whatever that is.
That wasn't me, but I'm glad you got the smell out before I come back tomorrow, Father.
You're going to be here tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to do what I can.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, son.
Yeah, better to be seen than to be smelled.
That's a fact. Heaven forbid.
Good night, Father.
Good night, boys. May your music play well.
Well, here we are, we're back again, safe upon the shore. In Belfast town we'd like to stay and go to sea no more. We'll go into a public house and drink till we're content. For the lassies, they will love us till our money is all spent.
So pass the flubbin' bowl, boys, there's whiskey in the jar, and we'll drink to all the lassies and the jolly roving tar.
Oh, Johnny, did you miss me when the nights were long and cold? Or did you find another love in your arms to hold? Says he, I thought of only you while on the sea afar. So come up the stairs and cuddle with your jolly roving tar.
So pass the flowing bowl, boys, there's whiskey in the jar, and we'll drink to all the lassies and the jolly roving tar.
Well, in each other's arms they rolled till the break of day. When the sailor rose and said farewell, I must be on me way. Ah, don't you leave me, Johnny lad, I thought you'd marry me. Says he, I can't get married, for I'm married to the sea.
So pass the flowing bowl, boys, there's whiskey in the jar, and we'll drink to all the lassies and the jolly roving tar.
Come on, ye bonny lassies, now a warning take by me, and never trust an Irishman an inch above your knee. He'll tease you and he'll please you when he's had his fun. He'll leave you in the morning with a daughter or a son.
So pass the flowing bowl, boys, there's whiskey in the jar, and we'll drink to all the lassies and the jolly roving tar. So pass the flowing bowl, boys, there's whiskey in the jar, and we'll drink to all the lassies and the jolly roving tar.
Thank you. When the sun goes down over Dublin town, the colors will last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I'll step ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Through time and tide I'm by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin and brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain. A tinker and a tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, and they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
Someone that you know, he was a right famous fella by the name of Russell Crowe. I was working at a pub, he was smoking at the bar. That's a crime is all you know in California. So I sidled up the rail, right to where he stood. I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Crowe, as nicely as I could. You'll have to put that out now, throw it on the floor. If you don't, I'll kick you out and show you to the door. Well, he squared right up to me, somewhat in surprise. Then he narrowed up his gaze, shot me daggers with his eyes. If you think you're man enough, go ahead, he said. I was scared for my life, so I docked him in the head. The closest I've come to ending up dead was the night that I punched Russell Crowe, the gladiator, in the head. He lifted up his hands, put them to his nose. Blood was running through his fingers, dripping on his clothes. His bodyguards ran up, get him, shot a crow. Run, cry Chucky, run, and don't stop until you get to Mexico. The closest I've come to ending up dead was the night that I punched Russell Crowe, the gladiator, in the head. The closest I've come to ending up dead was the night that I punched Russell Crowe, the gladiator, in the head.
7 years ago, when asked where I was headed, I said, Jesus, I don't know. Well, I stepped ashore near Bangalore, not a tusser in my hand. By the time I hit Darjeeling, I was feeling mighty grand. You can keep your 40 shades of green, they only make me blue. You can stick your eggs and bacon, boys, I'll have a vindaloo. I found a place in India, so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. I dreamed I got a letter from my darling Josephine, but she asked me would I marry her back home in Skibbereen. With the girls out here of almond eyes and jasmine scented hair, and there's things in the Kama Sutra that they never do in Clare. So I'll spend my days relaxing in my Punjab paradise. No more I'll dig the praties, I'll stick to tea and rice. I'll be sipping mango lassies with the lassies in the shade, while your man called Ravi Shankar plays the boys of the old brigade. You can keep your Milltown Malby, you can chuck your Galway Bay. You'll never see the sun go down on Delhi or Bombay. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. From Bohola to Benares, Inchigila to Lahore, Kamakura, Siliguri, Peshawar, and Ranapur, Amritsar to Sanawar, Simla and Panjor. I got trolleyed on Diwali and I'm going back for more.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffney.
Hey!
Oh, what a night to be alive.
Yes.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we both had some rough weeks. Not as rough as some people that got flooded and hurricaned out down there.
Yeah. Yeah, those poor people.
And I mean, you know, we could be across the desert and we got to Israel, Palestine. Do you think Ireland's laughing? Shoot us a message or call if you guys are laughing about the holy war that's going on over there in Gaza and Palestine.
Right,
you know, it's kind of like the troubles in Ireland. It'd been going on for years, and it's like eventually you just kind of, you know, you don't agree with it, but you just simmer down.
I would hope so, but I mean, they've been trying to bring peace to the Middle East for so long now, and it hasn't gone well.
It's hot there, and there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
When I'm someplace hot and there's a lot of people, it better be a topless beach. I might be happier then.
And they can't have topless anything because...
Right. True story. Yeah. So I was watching Family Feud, and the question was, what was the first thing that attracted you to your first date? And, of course, there was a Muslim family that was up there. And I swear to you, I mean, they weren't dressed in hijabs and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I swear to you, the dude's response that was on the button said, her eyes. And I thought, well, kind of makes sense. Guessing that was the only thing that you saw.
Her eyes, ding, number one.
Yeah, that's right.
That sure had nothing to do with her, you know. You know. Anyway, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. We don't want to get on a bad subject, but that was Punjab Patty by Gaelic Storm there. And we're getting ready to go on to some more popular music over time. It's amazing how much music Van Morrison actually wrote. But, man, the skyline tonight, you know, we had the Northern Lights last week, and the moon is just beautiful out there. We had that rain earlier on in the week. So here is Moon Dance by Van Morrison right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night magic seem to whisper and hush, and all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings.
shine in your place. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you. Down the moonlight on a magic night. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's the Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Brogan's, Grogan's, sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crushed a Trinity ball. She says, are we going home? I says no. We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
She was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session? Ha! You know what I mean? We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out ever.
Chasing rainbows!
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out ever.
Chasing rainbows!
Say it's alright, 'cause it's alright, it's alright. I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffany right here in the Blarney Hour.
Whoop, whoop.
We are just about to wrap things up. Adam has got to skedaddle and get over to Crown of Road Bar. So if you're here local, stop by. He's got three great bands coming up tonight. No cover charge. Tip your bartenders and waitresses well. And stop in and see some free live local music.
That's right.
Outside of that, stick around for 3 hours of Solid State Sessions. Nothing but Michigan-made music after this. And we are going to close out the night with a song by Ed Sheeran, not originally by Ed Sheeran. I think every Irish singer ever has sang one version of Galway Girl or another, but he has made this one personal about a lady of his own. So good night, everybody.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance my pretty little Galway girl. Was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance my pretty little Galway girl. My, 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 my.